Sunday night or the Yud Dalid Teves, Dvar Halacha and Chavis Halvavis. The Halacha of Kovet Sforim, a Sefer has to be treated with the Kovet that it deserves, which means that if the Rav is saying a Dvar Halacha, he has to be quiet. Okay, maybe it doesn't mean that. But anyway, so you're not... I think, like, you don't put a sefer on the floor. On the floor means anywhere people walk. This is also called the floor if you have steps. It's also called the floor. If you have a carpet, it's also called the floor. Anywhere people walk is called the floor. On top of something, which is on the floor, so the Mekilim say a tefach, high. Again, we're talking about if people don't walk on it. If there's a platform that people walk on, then it's the floor. But if people don't walk there, then, let's say you have a board. You would want to put a board down on the floor, and then put a sefer on top of that board. So the Mekilim say one tefach, it should be one tefach high, and the Machmirim say that you should have gimel tefachim, three tefachim. Dorach HaShulchan is noita with one tefach enough, and I think you could probably be makel with one tefach. There are some that are very makel and say that if the sefer is in a bag, you can put the bag on the floor. That's what some say. So if it's necessary, maybe if it becomes necessary, you could maybe be makel like those shitas. You could put it on the bottom shelf of a bookcase, even if it's not a tefach off the floor, because then it's in the bookcase, and the bookcase is like mechubah to the wall, or it's a thing in itself. You could put a sefer in a chest, and the chest is sitting on the floor, again, even though it's not a tefach thick, or a bookcase. That you're allowed to do, because then it's not considered to be on the floor, it's considered to be in the thing that it's in. Okay. Going back to the Chavis Halvavis, we're in Shar HaYichud, the last parak. He keeps talking about knowledge of Hashem and the way we perceive Hashem. Towards the end of Parak Yud, Ba'adimyam b'zal derech ha'kovod, he has a good mashal where we can't conceive of Hashem's essence, but we see him and get to know him through his deeds and actions. Matzino amitas ha'nefesh. People talk about a nefesh, they realize they have a nefesh, but they really... We don't have any conception of the nefesh, but we talk about it as a reality. We have no hasoga in the atzmius of the nefesh, but we know that the nefesh produces certain results. Seichel is not the physical mass of gray matter that you could see, but seichel is something that's really something that is an intangible, that seichel is produced. Shepul osav v'simon of nikorim v'nirim, but v'lo nasig mimenu demus v'lo tzura. We don't have any. There's no visualization. You can't visualize seichel. V'lo namshilei ubrayonenu. So that's his two demyonos with Hashem, is the nefesh that we talk about and we realize it produces results. And it has totsa'os in the real world, the seichel and the nefesh of a person. Koshken yotza hakol, ashrein kamo yuz borach. Yeah, v'omar is like that. V'omar a philosopher has said, im advorim yegeyim b'inyan ha-nefesh, kal v'choyim b'inyan ha-bore yisale. And really, if you know the Gemara in Brachos, you'll see that the nefesh is like a chelek aloka. Well, that's not the Gemara in Brachos, but that's... But we know of the nefesh, certainly a nefesh of a Jew, and the Gemara in Brachos talks about five things that are a dimyon of the nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chiven she'eganu adheinu medvareinu, ain't tzorech levar inyan hazeh yoyser. Enough already, says the Chavis Halvavis, because you have to be careful that you don't have any visualization of a figure. V'nei shonu chayovim lirhos, to be afraid, the liro lizormen, commotion mixas chachamim, the muflamim chal tidros, don't go near, the mechusamim chal tachkor, the mesh of her stasis bone, what you're allowed to, what you can, you know, you try to vein lechazik min estaros. Rama Rav Shain Zechonim Levracha about such matters, even though when you learn the Gemara in Chagiga, you don't realize it's talking about such matters, maybe. Kol mi shelo chazal kvot kono roi lo kido lo bo liyoylam. If you delve into things that you shouldn't go there because they're really beyond human comprehension, and all you're going to just get into trouble. Lomar hayisupalo ki adaber mamesh givula. Lomar akosav v'yach ba'anche beishemesh ki ro baran Hashem. So there's a deeper meaning to the pasuk there, not just that they didn't show kavod to the Aron Hashem, but they something to do with these kind of philosophical musings. Lomar kvar de lakim haster dover. Okay, we'll stop here.